This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts. But we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay.
And me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
All right, Steve, time now for Ask the CLO, your favorite segment. The Chief Love Officer is in the building. Please submit your questions to steveharveyfm.com. This is one question from Sharon out of Kentucky, Steve. She says, I'm a single mother, and earlier this year, I moved out of state and took my 11-year-old daughter with me. My daughter has had a hard time adjusting, and now she tells me that she hates me. I found out that she's been texting her dad saying I'm verbally abusive and she needs to come live with him. I can't get my ex-husband to see that she's being manipulative. He is a great dad, but I know he's not ready to be a single dad. How can I get my daughter to stop lying and acting out? Wow.
Well, this I don't know really who have an answer that I can give you that keep me out of court.
Yeah, so, radio friendly.
Yeah, I'm trying to find the radio friendly. So I guess I could say counseling.
That's it?
That's an answer?
See,
No, you're right.
With that,
I could stop all this lying at my house. But you're not going to do that. So counseling. Next question.
All right, here we go. Dante in Raleigh, North Carolina says, I'm a young, hardworking single guy, and I live outside the city, so I shop at a small family-owned store that's close to my house. The store is run by three middle-aged sisters that look like trolls.
Oh, my God.
The three old women make shopping a living hell for me. They say the most inappropriate things to me and treat me like a piece of meat. I don't want to be rude, so I've been trying to ignore them. I would feel funny reporting them to their dad. How can I get them to leave me alone?
Now, where he say he lives, Shirley?
He's in Raleigh, North Carolina, Steve.
Drive to a Walmart.
He's outside of Raleigh. That's what he's
saying. I don't care. Walmart is close by. Get your ass to a Walmart. I'm not going in here to take abuse from ugly people. I'm not going to do it.
That's what I'm not going
to do. Yeah, I draw the line right here. If you're cute, you can talk to me bad sometime.
But if you're a little troll looking ass, you can't say not a damn thing to me because it come across different. You know, it ain't even funny. You know, when cute people mess yeah. with you, you go, oh, I see you, girl. You know, a little ugly person say something to you, damn.
That's it.
You know, you keep that look on your face like, yeah. Right, hey, man, just drive to Walmart. You in Raleigh. I know you live outside Raleigh. You're trying to support local business, but you ain't got to.
Your advice.
Ugly people have ugly attitude.
Just leave them alone.
True, now.
Yeah, they do.
That's true.
I've seen man. That before.
Yeah. So, Steve, this one's from Kirby in New Jersey. Kirby says, my husband and I are very active in our church, and our social life was mostly events at church. I stopped going to church when I found out my husband had an affair with the church secretary, and everyone knew it but me. My husband confessed and broke down and cried. I told him he needs to get in front of the congregation and apologize to me. Church will reopen next Sunday, and he said he will not do that. He's willing to throw away 23 years of marriage instead. Should I just let him go?
Kirby, well, wow. See, sister, I don't know how the public apology in front of the church is going to make you feel any better, be any less hurt, right. or be even more forgiving. I don't know what it is about that would make it do. Now, I think what you're trying to do is because you think everybody knew and they didn't. Some people knew, but when the story got out, girl, I saw him over there and I said, you know, you're hearing a lot of that. And a lot of the church members that found out you found out acted like they was in the know. Suspicion and know is two different things. So I think it doesn't make any sense for you to ask him to do that. He's not trying, throwing it away was the affair. He broke down and cried. He said, I'm sorry. Now, you want him to publicly apologize to you. And he said he's not going to do that. Who goes to church to stand up in front of the church to apologize? That's not what church is for. Church is a place for forgiveness. You don't go to church to confess. Now, unless y'all Catholic and y'all got a booth up at the front and they have confession, then do that.
That's to the priest only, too. It's not
right, but ain't nobody got it where you got to go stand up in front of everybody. Hey, you don't know what's going on at that church. Half your church probably need to stand up and say, I'm sorry to somebody about something. Matter of fact, all of them.
And Steve, she never even said how she found out. So you're right. Maybe everybody at the church doesn't know like she thinks they do.
And
she never
if they
said
do,
so what?
How is that going to make you better, see? I just don't see what that does for you.
You know how long that line would be if that was a Baptist booth? You know how long this line would be?
Dog.
We all if sin, the Baptist fall short.
Dog, do you know how long I have to stay in there?
If it was a Baptist booth.
A Baptist booth?
Sir, how long are you in here with the... Mr. Hart, what is you in there saying? Why are you crying again?
If it was a Baptist booth.
A Baptist booth. I like that. I like that.
Instead of, I'll forgive you, give you penance for your sins, you'll be here. Man, what? Man, you lying. God, dog, man, I can't help you with that there, buddy.
No, Steve, they do in church, you know, like if you've done something like, say, this man has done and the pastor found out, they will sit you down. If you have a prominent position in the church, they will do what's called sit you down.
Yeah, he ain't got that. She was the church secretary. He ain't got no position.
Right. She never said any of that, so
Yeah.
So she wants to know she should be.
They real active, though. He's something in the church. Mm-hmm. They real active.
Yeah.
And he was more active.
Very active. Yes. All right, thank you for your CLO questions. Thank you, CLO.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Ladies and gentlemen,
we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robey,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
I'm Johnny B. Goode, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, the story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, the story of BitCon, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.